Hello, good evening. This is Lynn here. We just finished the third day of the Region 4 AGO convention. And yeah, I'm feeling really tired right now, but it's a good kind of tired. We've really had a lot of really nice activities going on today. Started off early. This time I did make the bus. I knew I had to make the bus, otherwise I'd be driving. So we drove all the way out to High Point, which is some distance west of here. I'm not sure exactly where, but we started the day at Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church, and it is a gorgeous church. They have, I think it's in Austin, and it was the young winner from the Quimby competition who gave the recital. His name is, I think it's something like Brian, trying to remember his name, 18-year-old. He is an excellent, excellent player. There it is, Brian Anderson from the Atlanta chapter. And wow, he's really good. He'd been playing the piano since he was really, really young. And what people in the AGO love to hear is that his interest in the organ was really piqued when he attended a pipe organ encounter. So, as one can see, those do have their effects in trying to attract young organists or young people, young pianists to the organ. And he's a perfectly good example of that. He's going to Curtis now, studying organ, of course. So I think he's going to be a bright star. We also had workshops, and the one that I attended was conducting from the console, as given by Tim Olson from NC School of the Arts. And it was a very, very useful workshop, so I really learned a lot from that. Once we finished at Wesley Memorial, we went on to Kernersville Moravian Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. We had a catered barbecue lunch. It was really, really good. Two styles of barbecue. One of them was more vinegary. The other one was really more sweet with, a tomato-based sauce. I can't remember the names that they gave to the two styles of barbecue, but it was really, really good. We were entertained by the Kernersville and Salem Moravian bands as the pre-recital music before we got treated to a wonderful recital by Heinrich Christensen. And he basically played pieces from the Bach's Klavierübung. I'm probably murdering the pronunciation of that. And of course, that is framed, I think it's like 27 chorale preludes, and it's framed on either end by the St. Anne prelude and fugue. It was a really, really good performance. Very nice. And of course, the organ was quite nice too. I heard some people say that the organ was probably a little bit too big for the room, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you could never have too much organ. I guess I'm biased. And then once we finished there, then we all went back to the hotel. I just rested for a while. I'm just really tired. So it was a good chance to rest and to check out the exhibits, and I got a lot of really good stuff for the choir, so I'm really happy about that. Just looking for new resources for them. So hopefully we'll be able to start working on some very interesting things when they come back in the fall. And then we had a choral concert. We heard the Bel Canto Company sing a wonderful, wonderful concert. And of course, my friend Jerry Whittington was one of the singers and also one of the soloists as well. So very enjoyable. Now it's the end of the day, and I'm looking forward to another drive back. Hopefully this drive won't be as harrowing as last night's was. It was just raining so very hard. Still raining hard now, but, you know, definitely rains are much lighter than they were last night. So I'm going to go ahead and conclude this. I took a lot of pictures, so I will eventually post them to my Facebook page. So look out for those. So until tomorrow, have a good night, and God bless.